David Fair stepping back in with this week's installment of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I have a question for you. Have you noticed more plant life in gardens in Ypsilanti? There are several in the community transforming backyards, side lots, and open fields into abundant, sustainable food forests. My guest today is founder of the group Abundant Michigan Permaculture Ypsilanti. Its mission, sustainable food forests, right in Ypsilanti. Jesse Tack, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, David. Thank you very much.
Let's start right here. How different is permaculture farming to traditional staple crop farming?
Significantly, I would say. It's particularly when it comes to traditional agriculture and traditional lawn management, we're talking about monocrops. Single species typically occupying one area and used to have a single harvest. And permaculture is quite the opposite, and we tend to think and sort of as nature would think, or we try to model our systems based on nature, and as such we would do much more biodiverse systems with many functional species operating together, and as such we have many yields over the same acreage where we would typically in agriculture get one yield.
Well, what kind of foods and plants are we talking about that could take to our local soil here and grow in abundance and with diversity?
Well, this is my favorite topic. So we have many. And the other thing that separates traditional agriculture and lawn management from and permaculture is that we use perennial food systems. So not annual production as much, though we still do annual gardening, of course, but we would rely much more heavily on plants and trees. So some of the tree crops that we're planting around Ypsilanti and that are suitable for anybody's yard and or farm would be chestnuts, hazelnuts, plum, cherry, apple, and then there's many, many, many niche crops like hardy kiwi, which is a vine that produces grape-like size kiwis that are delicious and abundant, and other crops such as cornelian cherry, nanking cherry, pawpaw, persimmon, and the list goes on. We really have a globalized plant palette from across the globe that can grow in temperate to Mediterranean climates, and Michigan is quite abundant just by the virtue of all the water that we have and the position we are in the globe.
Can you plan a diverse food system in your yard regardless of size?
Yes. Yeah. One of the claims of permaculture, I haven't done this yet, is that you could even on a balcony grow a diverse food system. And we're talking then container pots of salads and different perennial plants and vines and that type of thing. But in a typical quarter-acre plot or eighth of an acre plot, you would be amazed how much that space can turn into production when you start to sort of cull away from the just grass sort of monocrop and move into small productive plots of food. One of the particular things that I think should be of interest to most Ypsilantians is doing like cold frames or hoop house or high tunnel sort of production of salad greens, so we can have our salad all year round. And that can be done on a very small scale. A lot of other things that are exciting, I think, and that are maybe not in the mainstream yet are perennial vegetables. Beyond rhubarb and asparagus, there are things like sea kale and Turkish rocket. And these crops tend to come in very early in spring when a not else is growing in the garden. Another one that's...
And we're talking about healthier foods that happen to be organic as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We pretty much eschew all types of inorganic fertilizer, pesticide, that type of thing. And we would tend to manage these systems completely organically with sheep mulching and compost tea and things like that.
89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair with this week's Issues of the Environment. And today we're talking with Jesse Tack. He is founder of Abundant Michigan Permaculture Ypsilanti. And I'm trying to paint a word picture here or formulate one in my mind. What does your yard look like?
If you saw my yard, it would look a little bit different. It has, for one, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 trees in the front yard alone, and many more in the back. Now, these are dwarf-sized fruit trees. So I have Asian pear, 3 cherries, an elderberry, 2 apples, and 2 plums growing in the front and side yard. And around that, in a circle around that, is of various crops. So I have rhubarb coming in right now. I have some scallions coming in right now. My strawberries are also on the ground around those fruit trees. So my alpine strawberries are coming in right now. And then aside from that, I have an herb spiral, which is right outside the door, which produces many of our culinary herbs for our home cooking. And I also have a grapevine trellis that's growing up around an arbor. So it just looks maybe a little bit more lifeful right now than the traditional grass lawn.
How much food are you producing? Can you feed the family through the year?
No, definitely not. And I think in some ways, total self-sufficiency is a bit of a fallacy, particularly at the home scale. But even on a farm scale, and the reason being because it's just so much work for one individual or one family to do. Though, if you start to consider other neighbors' lawns and other members of our group's lawns, and if we start to share these things, which we're beginning to do, then we start to get closer to self-sufficiency. I would say we can expect to grow about 20 to 50% of our food consumption in a one-quarter acre lot.
I imagine that's a huge cost savings through the course of a year.
Absolutely. Especially when you consider, you know, with these permaculture systems, you do put in a fair amount of money to buy the plants and to set up the systems up front, as well as a fair amount of energy. But once the systems are established, I don't have to tend to my Asian pear trees, for instance. You know, a little bit of pruning and they're good to go. So a lot of these systems are self-perpetuating with just a little bit of maintenance.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Again, I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Jesse Tack, the founder of Abundant Michigan Permaculture Ypsilanti, about developing food forests in Ypsilanti. I've heard the group referred to as AMPI. Is that okay?
That's actually better, yeah, because Abundant Michigan Permaculture Ypsilanti is a bit of a mouthful.
Well, you've kind of touched on it, but this can become a collective. How big is the group right now, and are you working, in fact, collectively?
Yes, we're all about the collective work, and we're really inspired by models of collective labor, like the Amish communities or other native cultures. And the group, so Facebook-wise, we have 370 members or so.
How many are actually working the yards?
Right, yeah. So within Ypsi, I would say we have about 60. And at any given meeting, we have about 20. Any given work party, we have about 10 to 15.
What is the goal beyond this 60 who are working very actively?
The goal is to continue to demonstrate and model how beautiful and productive these systems can be so that we just see them flourish, really, throughout the front yards and backyards of Ypsilanti Township and City.
Do you see this becoming as something of a neighborhood resource and then expanding further out into the community and becoming an at-large resource for food for those who need it?
Yep, that's precisely right. And I think actually neighborhood associations are one area where there could be a high leverage point where we could get, you know, 10 to 15 families in any given neighborhood association interested in this and demonstrating it for the rest of the neighbors who may be a little bit like suspicious at first, but then hopefully when they see the productive quality of these abundant gardens sort of either help participate or themselves begin to garden in the same way.
For those interested, how can they get involved?
The easiest way is the Facebook group, at which anybody can join, whether you're in Ypsilanti or not. And if you type in Abundant Michigan, it'll come up, and just look for the group with Ypsilanti in the name. The other is to join the email list, which people could email me if they're interested in that. My email is jessedavidtack@gmail.com, and then you can be on the email list both ways. All work days and all events are publicized.
Jesse, thank you so much for your time. Absolutely fascinating subject matter, and I'm very curious to see how it's going to grow in the next several years.
Me too, David, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is Jesse Tack, founder of Abundant Michigan Permaculture Ypsilanti, or more popularly referred to as AMPI. Again, if you'd like to email Jesse, you may certainly do so and get more information, jessedavidtack@gmail.com. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.